The Book of Beasts. One fine day, Leo was busy trying to catch his pet rabbit when his friend Nanny Moss called out to him.
Leo, the Prime Minister and Chancellor are here to see you.
Ambling into the sitting room, Leo met two very grave-looking gentlemen.
Sire,
said the Chancellor,
as you know, you have long been heir to the throne. Your subjects have at last saved enough money to buy you a crown. So, you are now our king.
Does that mean I can do whatever I like? Asked Leo.
Yes, sire, but now you must come and be crowned.
And they led him away to a coach drawn by six grey horses. On the way, Leo had to pinch himself and his rabbit to make sure it was really happening. Bells rang out and all the people shouted,
Long live Leo, our little king! Long live King Leo!
So Leo was crowned king that very afternoon. But what with wearing the royal robes and having his hand kissed by so many people, Leo felt quite worn out. So he was very glad when he got back to the palace playroom where Nanny had been preparing his tea. Leo tucked in hungrily to the egg sandwiches and chocolate cake.
I think I'll go and explore the royal library now, he announced when he'd finished.
And he scampered off with his rabbit at his heels. When he got there, he found the Prime Minister and Chancellor.
What a lot of books, cried Leo.
I'd love to read them all.
Your Majesty, said the Chancellor, we would advise you not to read them. The old king was, well, a little strange. Some people even called him a wizard.
Really? But can't I just have this one? Said Leo, picking up a huge book called The Book of Beasts.
No, sire, I really don't think so, replied the Chancellor.
But Leo had already opened the book. On the first page, he saw a beautiful butterfly, so vividly painted that it looked real.
Isn't that lovely? Said Leo.
And as he spoke, the butterfly rose up out of the book and flew straight out of the window. And when he turned to the next page, there was a shining bluebird, complete in every detail. And as he gazed at it, the beautiful creature fluttered its wings, spread them wide, and flew out off the page.
Your Majesty, said the Prime Minister, I really must insist that you leave these books alone.
And he grabbed the book, snapped it shut, and put it on a high shelf. Leo scowled, picked up his rabbit, and flounced out of the room. Leo thought about the book all night long, and at daybreak woke up Nanny Moss.
You must help me, Nanny. There's a book I need from the library, and I can't reach it. It's very important. What are you up to now?
Said Nanny. But she fetched the gardener's ladder and got Leo his book. Leo rushed into the garden, turning the empty pages where the butterfly and bluebird had been, came to a page with a huge red creature sitting under a palm tree. Underneath was written the word Dragon. Suddenly, the dragon lurched out of the book. Smoke billowing from its mouth, it spread its vast wings and, soaring up over the trees, flew across the fields to the distant hills. Leo was horrified at what he'd done. He had let loose a fearsome dragon to cause havoc among his faithful subjects.
And I've only been king for a day,
he said, bursting into tears.
What am I going to do?